Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Let me give you a little warning. Technology is wonderful, isn't it? But sometimes technology has a mind of its own. So today we've been having a little bit of challenges with the phone lines. We don't know if it's a network thing, an area network thing, or what. But anyway, just want you to know that there might be just a little bit of adventure radio today. So just roll with the flow, as I tell my grandsons, and you know, just maybe we can even have some fun with this. I just want to give you fair warning, folks. You know, I always try to tell you what's going on. I value your time and your interest, and I try to make sure that you know whatever I know. So that's what's going on. But I'm excited to say we got our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne back on the show. You know, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is the New York Times bestselling author of Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, also Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul. The Soul of Success is another book she's written, and her brand new book is called Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. And she's co-authored with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. And she's our good friend. Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and always good to have you back. I was telling the audience a minute ago, before you got here, Jennifer, that there's, you know, the challenge for small business owners is pretty heavy in the balance side for most of us, because you know our business, the intensity, the suit of armor that we have to put on to go out and slay the dragon. To you know the we you know we use all these fighting terms, you know, we're gonna win, we're gonna beat the competition, all the different things that the marketplace creates for us, it causes us to really takes our attention away sometimes from the other side of our lives, which is the human side, the balance side of our lives, where we have our soul, our spirit, our families, our friends, the people we love, and the people who love us, and so it's not easy for small business owners to carve out the time and the brain power and the emotions to get away from the pressures of the marketplace and focus on a little bit of balance. And that's what you're here for. Help us with this.
Well, first of all, Jim, I really just want to say that I understand completely what you're talking about, because I, too, am a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I face those same challenges. But to me, I think that what is going to allow us to find the kind of balance and deep satisfaction and richness in life that you're talking about is to not separate business from our personal lives so much, to really integrate those things. And what I'm particularly interested in talking with you about this morning, based on some experiences I've had the last few days, is the role of love in business. And this is so connected with what you're talking about. When you talk about matters of the heart and matters of spirit, this is the word love. And, you know, it used to be we couldn't say the word love in the business world.
I never stopped saying it.
Good for you. And I feel like our world is in such shape right now that if we don't start paying attention to the word love and the experience of love and the exchange of love, then we're going to be in really deep trouble.
Love, the thing about love, people don't maybe not think about this so much, but love is not even just a human thing. I mean, love is something that's as intrinsic to being alive, to being a sentient being, to being yeah. an organism, you know, an animal, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Animals feel love. I mean, if you've ever been around, I mean, animals love us. They love each other.
You can't see them smile, can you?
Yeah, I mean, why would we get away from something? I mean, before there were markets, there was love.
That's right, Jim. And you know, there's a right along these lines, there was a man named Dr. Edward Bach, who was a tremendous pioneer in the field of flower essences and discovering all the properties of plants and flowers to help in the role of healing. And in his research over many, many years, he discovered that there were two things that were absolutely essential for a human being to thrive. And these two things cross all barriers. They're cross-cultural. They affect both genders. They have nothing to do with religion. They transcend all age brackets. And those two things that are necessary in order for the human being to thrive are, first of all, a sense of purpose or meaning in life. And the second is the ability to love and the ability to express and receive love. Both of those things are critical.
I believe,
you know, for some people, I recognize that a good portion of the population in the world is really struggling with survival. And for you and me, we live comfortable lives, and hopefully most of our listeners are in a category where we have the luxury even to reflect on these things. But, you know, even in the so-called third world countries, all it takes is a look at a mother and child, and it doesn't matter what the poverty level is, that love is there, and that love is essential for
the
survival.
The human connection, all the different ways that... one of the ways I admire the Greeks, Jennifer, is because they actually define love three different ways.
Oh, that's beautiful. Say more.
You know, the eros, which is between a man and a woman, the philo, which is between you and me as friends, and then you got the agape. Agape, which to me is the most magnificent part of it, of anything, because agape love is when you do something for people that you don't even know.
Oh gosh!
And the Greeks, of all the things that they ever did, I think that's maybe one of the greatest things is to give us those kinds of definitions of to differentiate between different kinds of love.
Well, I would love to share a story with you from Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, Jim, when we come back from break.
Yeah, absolutely. You heard the music. She knows what's going on here, folks. You can tell she's done this before. I'm just going to turn this over to Jennifer. She can handle it from here on out. Quick break, 20 after the hour. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of the outstanding new book, Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. Guys, it's for you too. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out and use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. Lots of stuff there. Lots of cool stuff. Don't forget the second one, askjim.biz, is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. The first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you can get the show and all the other stuff. Small Business Advocate. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest. She's the author of the new book, Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live, which she's co-authored along with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, and it's outstanding, ladies and gentlemen. And I place emphasis on the gentleman. Guys, you're going to like this one. In fact, if you want to get major points, get it, read it, and then give it to the woman you love. That's a pretty cool thing to do. I'm just trying to help you out here, guys. We can use all the help we can get. Right, Jennifer?
That's right.
not that I'm an expert or anything like that. I'm still finding my way here in this.
Oh, that's great, Jim.
So, okay, you had some words of wisdom you were holding for us through the break.
Well, I wanted to share a story from the book that I think really exemplifies the Greek agape that we were talking about before the break. Last week on Friday, I was hosted in Sarasota by Dr. Ali Tahiri, whom I met for the first time, although I'd met him on the phone because I had an extraordinary story from him. in my book, and I wanted to share that with you. Dr. Tahiri is a man who travels around the world in the wake of natural disasters, bringing his medical expertise mm-hmm. to people who desperately need him. He's been all over the world. He's helped earthquake victims in Iran and hurricane survivors in Florida and Mississippi, and had made several trips to in the wake of the Indonesian tsunami.
Is he the guy that loads up the jets with all the supplies and everything?
You know, he coordinates a lot of that kind
okay.
of effort.
I've heard of him before.
He's a first responder. And
yeah.
and in October of 2005, 10 months after the tsunami disaster, he was on his way once more to Indonesia and Sri Lanka on another post-tsunami relief mission. And he was sitting in the transit lounge in the Dubai International Airport when he suddenly heard on the news that an earthquake registering 8.6 on the Richter scale had just occurred in Pakistan.
Mm.
And because he had worked during relief during the Iranian earthquake disaster, he knew what was going on there. And
mm-hmm.
without giving it a second thought, he walked up to the counter, purchased a ticket to go to Pakistan, and completely changed his plans.
Well, he was just across the Arabian Gulf there. From it, and if he's in Dubai, he was literally just a few hundred miles from Pakistan.
Yes, he was, and he knew he was carrying $150,000 worth of medical supplies
wow.
and expertise to use it, and because he's a member of Rotary and does all of this with
yep.
the support of his Rotary Club,
mm-hmm.
he called the governor of Rotary in Pakistan and let him know he was coming. But when he got off the plane in Pakistan and he asked to be taken to the immigration office, which he was immediately, only to be told when the officer there looked at his passport that he could not enter the country because he had no visa.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What do you mean? I have $150,000 worth of medical supplies, and I'm here to help your people." And he was told, "I'm sorry, sir, this is the law. You have no visa. We can't let you in." Well, after several hours of that, he asked to speak to the duty officer at the foreign ministry, who came in and told him the same thing. "Nope, it's the law." And finally, Dr. Tahiri looked at him, and he said, "Let me ask you something. Who has written this law, God or man?" And after some thought, the man admitted that man had written the law, to which Dr. Tahiri promptly replied, "Well, if man has written this law, not taking into account the possibility of an 8.6 earthquake, then man can change the law." And he said there was a small opening, and the officer asked him what he thought he should do. And Dr. Tahiri said, "Change the law to permit anyone who arrives who has the expertise to help you to be granted a visa on entry. Then thank them profusely, offer them a cup of tea, and send them on their way to save a life or two."
Wow.
And there are two beautiful...
That's agape love right there, buddy.
It really is. And not only did Dr. Tahiri get his visa, and he was really one of the first international aid workers on the scene, helping thousands, but the very next day, following the infamous encounter with immigration, the law in Pakistan was changed to allow
wow.
anyone who was entering to be
wow.
able to enter without a visa.
One man making a difference.
That's right.
I'm so glad that you stuck in that Rotary played a part of that. I've been a Rotarian for 17 years, and I love the way Rotarians work together.
Well, I got to speak to the local Rotary organizations that banded together for their first celebration in Sarasota Friday night, and it was really a great joy to be able to be a part of that group. And you know, Jim, I've done a lot of research as I was working on the book to really kind of examine how this thing that we call love can heal. And it was fascinating to me to discover...
I've got 30 seconds. 30 seconds,
okay,
Jennifer.
That when we perform an act of kindness, the person receiving that act of kindness experiences an increase in serotonin levels, the chemicals that are great for health and well-being.
Yep. Yep.
And then the person performing the act has an increase in serotonin levels, and even a person witnessing an act
yep.
or reading about
or
it...
Or hearing
in a
about
like
it.
This. That's right.
Or hearing about it. You've raised the serotonin all over the world with your story. Jennifer,
that makes me very happy.
Give us your website, Jennifer.
JenniferHawthorne.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. It's available wherever books are sold. Jennifer will be back. I promise you, we won't do without her. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.